Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Gatriel Blad. Parashat Truma, Offering, Week 19, Third Aliyah. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. Exodus 26, verse 3. Why are the curtains called women? I have found 8 temples of the Eternal in the Scriptures. The heavenly temple, the tabernacle, the 3 temples in Jerusalem, the human being, the Eternal's congregation, and the Messiah. All these were created to be a dwelling for the deity. All these temples are similar, and if we study the details of the tabernacle, we can understand how a perfect dwelling for the Eternal should be. Now, we will look at the curtains that were made to cover the house in the desert. If the earthly tabernacle is similar to the Eternal's congregation, we can learn from its principles that also apply to the congregation. In the Hebrew text, the curtains are called women and sisters. The Hebrew text that was translated as to one another, Isha el Achota, means literally a woman with or toward her sister. Each curtain is compared to a woman, and all the curtains are sisters. This teaches us that the women of the Eternal's congregation are sisters, and they must remain together in a very strong manner, so that they can never be pulled apart. This unity is one of the conditions for the congregation to be a dwelling for the Eternal. Where there is no unity, there can't be an abode for the Eternal. When women come together with each other and unite their hearts, they become a very important part of the Almighty's dwelling. May the Eternal take away from us anything that prevents us from being completely united so His glory can be manifested within, from, and among us. Blessings and Shalom.